with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
How's it going? Welcome along. It's podcast time. Breakfast rolled.
Breakfast rolled. How you doing, my friend?
I was okay till you started eating an apple into the actual microphone. You are absolutely so annoying. It's unbelievable.
I did it on purpose. I knew it would trigger you.
Missus, we work in audio. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So stop eating on air.
Sorry.
Stop eating on podcasts.
I was only doing it to you to trigger your so-called misophonia.
What do you mean so-called? I said I possibly have it because it annoys me when I hear people eat.
You're diagnosing yourself now, kid. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, would you stop?
Okay, sorry.
Apologise to everybody with misophonia who's actually, they're gone now.
I'm so sorry. I was only doing it to annoy Cooper.
Too late. They've skipped.
They haven't skipped. There's too much to listen to.
Oh, is
too
there
much
now?
Crack.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was missing on Thursday and Friday. Did you have fun with Micheál?
So much fun. Myself and Mickey. We're like that, see? Me and Mickey. Like that. He's my best friend.
You cross your fingers weird. You have to describe. Remember, we're on audio. We're like that.
I'm only trying to annoy you. No, we had a great time. Loads of fun. Yes. Yeah. But obviously, I missed you.
You did, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is what I got up to last week.
I missed you on Friday and Thursday. Did you miss me? Thanks, Micheál, by the way, for looking after things.
Missed you loads.
Did you miss me loads?
What?
When you cough after you say something like that, it's not. Yeah, I missed you loads. I was down your neck of the woods on Wednesday after the show and then Thursday.
Ooh, in the kingdom, bye.
I was in the kingdom. I was in where's the Europe Hotel? It's Killarney, isn't it?
Ooh.
I wasn't staying there.
Ooh, look at your man. That's the notionist hotel I've ever heard in my life.
I wasn't staying there. I was staffing, so.
All right.
Jump off your notions, horse. I was working.
Killarney's a great town.
It is beautiful down there. So arrived on Wednesday evening because it takes 17 hours to get to Killarney from anywhere in the country.
Sure does, yep.
And the weather was beautiful. It was 20 degrees. The sun was shining. It was really, really nice. And we were all staying in an Airbnb literally 6 minutes from the hotel because we're not well enough to be staying in that place. And so we arrived then the next morning and I'm like, okay, it's a bit wet. It's a bit wet, and what we were doing, I was doing a corporate gig, so I was playing music and emceeing for this corporate gig, and the rain was sideways, but they're like, no, it's going to be fine, it's going to clear up later on, and I'm like, okay, so like, it starts.
So was this outdoors?
Outdoors.
This gig? Okay.
So like, it started at like 10:30 in the morning, so we were there nice and early, set up, I put my DJ decks under a tent, and I'm like, is this going to be all right here? And there was a couple of little holes, so we like put tape on the holes and stuff.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my God.
It sounds dodgy.
So the first part of it was like a team building for this company who came over from the States.
Oh, my God, right? That's giving me the ick already. I can't bear the team building exercises.
So it's the Barnell Projects were there. They do fantastic work in Kerry, and they work on parts of the whole kind of like conservation of owls. So they did talk about owls. And they got to build
owls,
you know, birds that fly at night and...
Ooh, ooh.
Go and do that again.
Ooh, ooh.
It's like as if there was an owl in the room.
Come on.
And John did a talk about the conservation projects with owls. And they're absolutely beautiful and brought a little owl. There's a little owl.
Oh, my God. Gorgeous.
And then they made boxes. So boxes that go into like at the back of a shed, a quiet area or up a tree, like, you know, so the owls can nest. So they're nesting boxes for owls. So
okay, that's lovely.
It was really, really nice. So they had a bit of a competition of putting together the owl boxes. And that was good fun. And
the owl boxes. Go on.
And then it was outdoor to the the other kind of games area. Everything from welly throwing to turf stacking to like...
Oh my God, it's like the ploughing.
It's like the ploughing, all right? So it was really good fun. But you know the lock there just in front of the Europe Hotel, there was waves and they were crashing up over it and the wind was sideways. So like, guys, you've got to move indoors. So ended up just playing music in the bar for a few hours and then I went home.
That's a handy gig for you, wasn't it?
I got soaked in a...
You got to see lovely Killarney.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And I got to hang out with a male.
Yeah. You.
What?
No, it's fine. Yeah. Okay.
Me and some old bird, basically. Is that what you're saying?
You and yeah. Some what?
Some ale bird.
No.
Some ale bird. See what I did? Okay.
Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Is it safe to come back? No, because Una's still eating her apple. I think you have a bag of apples over there. Look at you. Una's like a fox. She'll be sneaking down orchards now. They're good. Yeah. I'm delighted for you. Okay. Well, while Una chokes on
apologies.
Her apple there, let's have a listen to our survey says.
Have a go guessing what you reckon the answer is to our survey says this morning. Donald Scally, let's go live to Studio 2.
Survey says today, according to research, 2025, this year, is set to be the worst year for this. What is this? What's the worst?
2025 is the worst year for this.
Worst year for this.
Student accommodation.
Oh, good guess. As in lack of?
Or lack price. Of, the price of it.
Yeah, all of that.
This. Yeah, yeah.
It's good shout. It's not the answer, no.
No.
Storms.
Oh, yeah, we have it. Last year was bad for storms, though.
Yeah.
Apparently this year is going to be bad.
Worse than last year?
Worse than last year, yeah. They've named them all. There's a Fanula in
there's
there.
A Fanula, yeah.
Is it Dave?
Yeah, is there?
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Dave and Fanula. Yeah.
yeah.
No, it's not storms, no.
Asian hornets.
Asian hornets?
Yeah.
Are they over, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're in Cork. Just hanging out.
Right.
Yeah.
which is not good, man, no, for our...
They can go in and absolutely destroy a hive, like a beehive.
Oh, like one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Like, hey, guys, I'm just here to... And one of them just eat them all up, chop their heads off.
So we don't want an invasion of the hornets.
No, and if you want to know how to spot them, they're huge.
They're massive.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not the answer.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I've been worried about that.
It's a shrinkflation, you know, the way your chicken fillet roll has gone smaller. Yeah, it's costing you more money.
Oh, there's a lot of things shrinkflation related.
That's got to be it.
It's not the answer. Oh, no.
All right, let's get some guesses at 087-110-2107. Can you beat... Done with this one.
According to research, 2025 is set to be the worst year for this. What is this?
All right. 087-110-2107. What do you reckon it is? Get your guesses in. Our survey says this morning we need to get some guesses in on 087-110-2107. What are we asking this morning, Donald?
According to research, 2025, this year, is set to be the worst year for this. What is this?
A lot of guesses coming in. Is this phone battery life?
Oh,
I don't know why this year in particular, but
yeah, that the powerful the phone's getting, the harder the is to keep battery. The new iOS is showing you how long it'll take to charge. Now it says 25 minutes to get to 80%, so that's good.
It'll
still take a while, maybe, but you can see how long it'll take. It's not the answer, though.
That's amazing.
Sandra in Cork says, is it the cosy living crisis? I love this, the cosy living. Oh, my
dear. Oh, we've got a shortened version of it now.
Cosy living crisis? Sorry, Sandra, I'm not mocking you. I love
like Cork people. For what you're going to wear at Halloween.
The cosy living crisis. Cosy living.
Oh, I thought cosy as in like
man,
costume.
You need to get, no, you're not with it, dude. The cosy living crisis.
I love
is
the way
shorten it up, like.
You come more Kerry when you're explaining things to me.
I'm Kerry splaining.
Yeah. Don't you Kerry splain to me.
Oh, I will.
It's not the cosy living crisis, no.
All right, guess is on 087-110-2107. What do you reckon the answer is to this?
According to research, this year is set to be the worst year for this. What is this?
All right, kid, send your voice notes in. 087-110-2107.
According to research, 2025 is set to be the worst year for this. This year, what is this?
Hardly the amount of fines that Una's accrued throughout the year.
For parking.
You wouldn't be wrong, maybe, now, but it's it's not the answer to this survey, no.
I took over two spaces the other day in a car park.
You did?
By accident. It was just, it was across the line and I didn't realise it.
Could you not get out and then redo it?
No, my brother came over and knocked on the window and he was like, there's actually a man over there staring at your parking. It's that bad. And you just fix it. So I did fix it.
Oh.
He could have been
not a problem.
He could have been a member of the society for people who witness Una's bad parking. It's an actual club.
It's quite a few members now, yeah.
Yeah, it's just full of cranky people who don't mind them.
Exactly, cranky.
Don't mind them.
Morning, Ricky here in Sligo.
Ricky!
The answer would hardly be wildfires.
Wildfires?
I'd be surprised if we even see one here, but they're kicking off all over the place. I think I heard that somewhere.
That's probably the most Trump thing I've ever heard you say, Ricky.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people talking about it.
It's not the answer, but that's very good scientific thinking, because it could be.
He heard a rumor. It's not scientific.
Yeah. No, I know, but he's thinking with
science.
You know? It's not the answer, though.
Morning, guys. Tommy here in Roscommon.
Hi, Tommy.
Just wondering, is the answer to Scally's Alley today because Halloween's just around the corner. Is it to do with pumpkins? And is there going to be a lack of pumpkins or something?
Ooh. Oh, no, not a pumpkin shortage.
Oh, that's the best thing about Halloween is carving your pumpkin and making your lanterns. No, it's not the answer, Tommy.
No, it's not.
I love that bit. Yeah. But we're too old for trick-or-treating now, you know.
Oh, speak for yourself.
Who the hell do you think you are? You said don't you come over here to our country, the country that has invented Halloween. Samhain, the greatest festival of all time. Never mind your bunnies and your clauses. We're talking about possibly the finest time of the year, and that is Halloween.
And listen, very dare and you. Don't be worrying about the pumpkins, because we actually started off with turnips. So we can go back to turnips.
They're harder to cut, though.
They're very nutritious and they're lovely.
Yeah, but they're harder on your head when you throw it at an evil spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's not a pumpkin shot.
I'm sorry for anybody who was offended by our British friend who came over and put down our festival. I'm very dare you.
I'm not putting it down.
Oh, my God.
Morning, lads.
Oh, good morning, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
The amount of toffee penny sweets that are going to be in a tin of Quality Street.
Toffee penny sweets?
Because I tell you one thing, if it drops, there's going to be a riot. I'll be going to Leinster House myself. Yeah. If touch them toffee pennies, there'll be murder, I tell you.
Okay.
I do enjoy a toffee penny, Larry. Yeah, they are very enjoyable.
Listen, there might be a lack of toffee pennies, but there's a lack of candidates for president. I reckon Larry should go.
Yeah.
Get my vote.
Yeah. Bringing the real things to the door, lack of toffee pennies.
That's
it. Not the answer, Larry, no.
We need an answer. We need a guess.
Answer is 2025 is the worst year for product recalls. This food is wrong. Quick, recall all them. Oh, this is bad. Take them all back.
Oh, yeah. Everything's got listeria, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the answer, yeah. There's been a lot of them in the news recently, to be fair.
There was. That wasn't as a sexy answer.
No,
as I was
it
expecting.
Wasn't as sexy, but you know, it's science. You know. Recalls.
Amazing. Wow. All right. Are you my
this is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
I think we can probably go on record and say this would be the lowest listened to podcast in
I'll
history.
Stop it. I'm stopping it. I was just trying to annoy you. It gives me so much joy when I manage to annoy you.
It's not just me you're annoying.
It's not.
Anybody who doesn't
other
like
people love it when I annoy you as well, you see. They get a kick too.
Oh, I must do a shout out actually to Katie, I think was her name. She was having a birthday on Saturday night when I was DJing in Dublin, and she was right beside me, beside the DJ booth, and she was dressed in birthday paraphernalia, you know, like a sash, tiara, the whole
lot. Oh, very good. Must have been, what, her 21st?
To know. And I was just like, hey, happy birthday. She's like, are you Cooper? And I'm like, I am. So she's from Kells, listens every morning on her way to work.
Oh, happy birthday, Katie.
Yeah, I think that's her name. I was trying to see her name. They were playing darts, and I was trying to see her name when it came up on the screen.
But you're all delighted with yourself. Someone knew you. You're like, ooh, that's me. I'm on the radio. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. It makes a difference to when you're out and about, you go up to strangers and say, hey, do you listen to iRadio?
I do.
You
do?
It was like when I bumped into the, when I say bumped into, they were in the same shop. There she goes, choking on her apple.
Go on.
On my way home then, actually, was it that night? No, it was on the Friday. The Galway United football team came into the garage. And you were like, did you tell them who you were?
I did not. I said, did you go up and chat to them and have the crack and ask them, do they listen to iRadio? Then you could have had the crack with them. They might have come on, played a few games with us. Never miss a genuine opportunity. That's my motto.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why are you hiding behind the screen? I can't see your face.
Because I'm sick of looking at your face.
Oh, my God.
It's all I see every morning. Every morning from 6 to 10. Just your face. And it's a lovely face. And it is a lovely face. But sometimes a girl just needs a break. So that's why I'm hiding.
Here's Rhymet from this morning. Michelle did terribly. Playing Rhymet this morning is Michelle in Sligo. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Morning.
Come here, Michelle. I need to ask you a question. Have you been watching Traitors?
No, I've been watching Strictly.
Oh, Strictly's on, is it?
It's Strictly on.
Yeah, third Saturday.
Oh.
Okay.
Anybody you favour so far that you'd like to win it?
Too early, I think. There's too many in it at the moment.
Okay. Will you watch Big Brother when it comes back on our screens in a couple of weeks?
I like the celebrity one.
Is it the celebrity one?
It is the celebrity one.
Yeah.
Is there anyone good in it this year?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Stop asking us difficult questions there, Michelle.
I liked it when Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne was in it.
Oh, yeah, that was brilliant. So much tea. Yeah, lovely.
Love that. Actually, there is a TV show, a game show that I'd recommend. You know Rylan Clark, who was on Big Brother?
Dating Naked, is it?
Yeah, Naked Dating. I think it's on Prime or Disney or so. I doubt it's on Disney.
I'm a bit old for that one.
I was just stopping it. It's great crack. Everybody's wibbly bits.
Yeah, I'm sure there is plenty of crack.
All right. Do you know how to play Rhyme It this morning, Michelle?
Oh, I do, but I'm nervous. Oh,
well, don't be nervous.
Nothing to be nervous about. Listen, it's only you, me, Una, and the rest of my
son laughing at me at the moment because I'm sure he's listening.
Well, whatever you do, if you don't do well, make sure you make a holy show of him when you drop him off to school, all right?
He's working.
He's a
big boy now.
He's a big boy. Drop him off to work and make sure he gets out of the car and make sure his clothes are all tidy, his shoes are clean and his laces are tied.
And put a bit of spit in your thumb and rub his chin with it. Yeah, they love that.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm still doing that and he's 21.
Go on, though, what a legend. All right, okay. We're going to give you 30 seconds. First up, I'm going to tell you what your word is this morning.
So, Michelle, your word today is grey.
G-R-E-Y. Your 30 seconds start now.
When you get a fine, you have to do what?
Pay.
The marked lines I struggle to park in. A parking what?
A path.
When someone is annoying you, you tell them to go where?
Play.
When you go to a church, you will do this?
Pray.
If a tooth starts to rot due to bacteria, it's called what?
Pass.
If you slow dance with someone, you
time
hold.
Up.
Okay.
Ooh,
that was bad. Great. Such a word to give me.
Oh, my God.
I definitely didn't write these questions. The marked lines I struggle to park in. A parking what? Thanks for that, Dodal. It's a bay. Parking bay.
Oh, God.
Parking bay.
When someone's annoying you, you tell them to go where? Away. Go away. Did you get, if a tooth starts to rot due to bacteria, it's called what? Decay?
Decay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got two, but like, that's not...
Yeah, look, let's be real.
Listen, let's be real. Like, so you
they didn't suit you.
You may not win the prize this week, but you never know what might happen. You might get somebody come on. You might get somebody on who comes on and completely freezes. But listen, it's been lovely to talk to you. And I really like the fact now that you're going to clean your son's face. He's 21.
With a bit of spittle. Get over here.
Michelle, look after yourself. Have an amazing day. Thanks for coming
on
my radio.
Cheers.
Bye.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. Things seem to have calmed down now as we get... Oh, no, she's gone again.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Auntie Una was mad today.
Oh, my God. Wild. Loved this.
Yeah. If anybody wants to get... Did you just snort there? You did.
You did. Stop drawing attention to it.
Oh, God.
Didn't mean to.
You're just a noise machine.
I know I am. I am. I make noises, but I don't even know I'm making noises.
Yeah, because, earlier on the show this morning, when I put up the microphones, all you hear is you go... And I'm like, there's a red light. It comes on.
Do you remember our old boss Lee used to say to me, "What is wrong with you making those noises? You're like Mrs. Snuffleupagus." It's like, I have allergies.
Oh my God.
I just did another story. Did you miss it?
No, I heard it.
Sorry, apologies. That's not nice.
I need to go home.
That's your fault now for dragging attention to that. Thanks very much.
Here's Auntie Una.
You sound like Peppa Pig.
Yes, it's time for Auntie Una. Good morning, Auntie Una. How are you?
Okay, so this is a very interesting email I got in recently.
Okay.
It's from a guy called Shane.
Hey, Shane.
And he says, "Hey, Auntie Una. This might sound a bit off. I'm 24 and I'm still living at home with the mother because I'm saving to go travelling for a year. Man. It's always been just me and Mam. But she decided to rent out a room to a mature student for the year. Let's call him John, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is seriously creepy vibes coming from John. I catch him looking at Mam all the time and she's pure giddy around him, laughing at all his jokes. He's the cheek to sit at my place at the table and he knows right well it's my seat. He offered to get up the other night when I came in, but Mam told him to stay there, and when she wasn't looking, he gave me a smile like the cat who got the cream. I don't trust him, but Mam says the money is handy and that he's a, quote, lovely fella. He's a snake. What should I do, Shane?
Sounds like, what's your man's name? John, is it?
John.
Sid. Stand in, Dad. Come on, Sid.
Oh. Well, now, Shane, God. I think you should let your mom have a bit of fun with a snake.
Any pictures of your mom there? Is she hot?
Cooper!
What?
Well, listen, if she's smiling, Shane, isn't that all that, you know, that you want? If she's happy.
No, could you imagine? No, I'm trying to put myself in his shoes right now. No, I could not deal with that.
Yeah,
as much as I would want, you know, your mum to be happy and all of that, but you don't want her to be too happy. She's got a smile on her face after coming down, after brushing teeth. Come on.
Yeah, I think Shane has been a little bit territorial there as well.
Damn right.
He's
going to
go around peeing in places now. But if John looked at him and gave him that kind of sly smile, like, that would annoy me.
I'd grab him by the scruff of the neck.
Yeah. Punch his lights out.
No, I wouldn't get violent, so I'd just put him outside.
You just put him outside on the bowl step, like.
Yeah, you're not coming back in again.
Naughty.
Be interesting to see now. Has anyone ever been in this situation before? So is he the lodger? Like, he's renting a room there?
He's a student, yeah, so renting a room. He's a mature student.
Oh, so he's not like the same age as Shane then?
No.
Oh, crikey.
Well, I don't know. Shane is 24.
Yeah.
So I presume John is older and he's kind of into Shane's mom. Sorry, Shane. But he probably is. And it sounds like your mom is into him if she's getting giddy and flustered. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it out straight.
All right. What should Shane do? 087-110-2107. Be very interesting to see. Has anybody got any advice for Shane? Or just kind of let them at it or do something about it? I don't know. Listen, come here. If they're happy, let them at it. And you need to move out. So 087-110-2107. Where's he heading off to? Where's he travelling to?
He just says he's going travelling for a year, but he's saving money to travel, you see, so he's...
I reckon if he asked his new stepdad for pocket money to help him get out of the house faster. Anti-unit today is wild. We're looking for advice for this lad on 087-110-2107.
So Shane is living at home with his mum. He's 24 and he's saving to go travelling, but recently his mum took in a lodger, a student for the year, a mature student. And Shane is saying that this fella now, he called him a snake, S-H-N-A-K, he's a snake, because he's looking at his mum all the time and his mum is getting pure giddy around him and he just doesn't trust him, right? So he wants advice, he wants to know what to do.
Everyone's saying play Stacey's mum. Stacey's mum, become friends, get to know him a bit more, says Kevin.
Yeah, maybe find out the cut of his jib.
Yeah.
You know, he could be sound.
Your mother seems to think so, that's for sure.
Oh!
All right, what should Shane do? 087-110-2107. This is a wild one. I'm absolutely on board for this story. I'd like to watch this as a Netflix documentary.
So Shane is living at home with his mom and he is saving to go travelling. So his mom has taken in a mature student. As a lodger, and I think Shane is a little bit, he doesn't like the lodger, John. He says there's creepy vibes coming from John, and he doesn't like the way his mom gets giddy around him, and he says John is a snake.
This voice note is wild.
I'm going to leave a brown snake in your man's bed and blame him.
So poop in his bed and blame him. Don't do that.
That's so weird. How would your mind even go there? Do you know what I mean?
Lads,
yeah. Boys.
Yeah.
Brian says, mark your territory and freak him out. Start calling your man babe around him.
Who sent this in? Brian. That's so odd. Yeah. Brian, what are you watching online, man? Stop that.
Good work, though. Niamh in Sligo says, I think he should back off and let the man have some fun. He'll be heading off travelling and she'll be left in an empty nest. Maybe she might find love with the lodger. Love with the lodger. That could be the title of a B-list adult movie. Woo! Sorry, Shane. Love with the lodger. Oh no, God, Shane's gonna be really sorry he ever wrote anything into us.
Apologies to anybody who has a horrible vision in their head now about
Shane's mom and the snake.
Oh my God. While Shane's pooping in the bed.
the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Oh, she's still...
You stop recording, but I'm trying to...
We're in a studio recording a pocket. Oh my God.
I just need to eat some of the apple for my throat.
Do you need to get a drink?
No, I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm a professional who doesn't snort into the mic.
Often.
Yeah, that's true.
What? How often do I say to you during our show, what even is this?
What are we talking about?
All right. There's a new rule in Truth or Trash we found out after the show.
Yeah. Oh, he got in trouble. Oh, he got in so much
I was only doing it because you were encouraging me.
I wasn't encouraging you. I told you every single time, please stop.
No, you did.
I did.
Not.
I said, please stop the singing. And when I said, carry on, no, carry on, carry on, I was being sarcastic.
You need to work in your tone. That's what you need.
You need to,
stop.
The boss told me he can't sing in Truth or Trash anymore.
So
he's got it.
We can go Truth or
Trash.
We can do that, but no more singing afterwards.
Because he used to come along like, dun, 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 and I'm here sitting in my seat in a Truth or Trash and making up lyrics that did not work.
Eric Cartman over there.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
All right, here's Truth or Trash. With singing. For the last time.
Truth or Trash.
Okay, go.
I'm not doing it today, no.
No, I keep forgetting that when I listen back to the podcast and I hear myself sing that, it sounds awful.
Oh, no, I enjoy it. Lovely.
Stop.
Keep doing it.
Una hates it.
It's really enjoyable.
What's with the voice there, lady?
Lady.
She's just got an electric shock. All right, okay. Donald, go for it.
Hugh Grant was once arrested by police after being caught in the act... in his car. What, why are you holding your breath, Una?
I thought you were going to say something there. Woo! I remember. He was arrested?
Yeah, he was he was caught in the act in a car with somebody and he was arrested.
Are you talking about one of the most famous celebrity actors, yes, stories to ever break from that came out of Hollywood with, what was your woman's name again?
I can't
something
remember.
Brown?
Yeah,
Brown?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know the story.
Everybody knows that story, Donald.
I didn't know the story.
Hey, who's this guy? He's an android. We just programmed him today but forgot to put in entertainment history into his...
I didn't know that story.
Really?
I was like, oh, right.
Oh,
okay,
it's one of the most famous ones, yeah.
The question is that I have, is it illegal to be in the act in the car?
It'd be banged for it, yeah.
Oh, is that the difference?
Right, okay.
Because I didn't get prosecuted.
Oh, I don't know. Oh,
if you're not... Okay. If
you never got... What?
No, yeah, but I didn't pay, so I didn't get prosecuted.
Why, were you caught by the guards when you were in the middle of the act?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah. The guard... Come on, okay, quickly, talk us through it. Go on.
No, it was more the car broke down and it wouldn't start. And then the guard came past and he was like... And then he saw all the windows and everything. He was like, oh... Fair play and carried on.
I don't understand the story.
So it was in the car. That was fine. Went to drive off. Car wouldn't start.
Right.
All dead. The guard came past and he helped me kind of jump the car. But he noticed then all the windows steamed up and all the rest of it. And he kind of gave me the wink and said, carry on. So that was that. But it wasn't...
So he didn't actually catch you in the act.
No, but he knew exactly what was going on.
I know why. I know the guts of this story. I know.
Oh, go on. I know where you're going to go with this.
I know why.
Was it his cousin?
That's where I thought you were going to go with it.
All right, guys. It's my cousin. She's just been, she's playing camogie.
Go on.
No. I know why your battery in your car died. Because you drained it from listening to... That's it.
No, yeah, I did.
Did this happen here in this country?
No.
So it wasn't a guard?
No, it was a policeman.
Yeah, because if it was a guard, you'd be locked up, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Our police force are much better than your lot over there.
You're right. Go on.
Yeah, no, there you go. It is true, the Hugh Grant story then. Yeah, you knew that one. Fair enough.
We did. All right. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations to the scientists who've just won an LG Nobel Prize for painting cows like zebras to help protect them from flies biting them.
That's definitely trash. I'm sure that if a fly saw a zebra, they would...
Do the same thing.
Yeah, they would bite the zebra like they'd bite the cow.
Oh. Never thought about that.
So For that reason, I'm locking in my answer of a load of cobblers.
I think I did see something about someone painting cows like zebras, but I think this is trash, yeah.
Locking it in.
Okay.
A Japanese team has won an LG Nobel Prize for showing that painting cows with zebra-like stripes helps protect them from biting flies is true. The striped cows attracted up to 50% fewer flies than unpainted animals. Because when you see a zebra and wondering why is there no flies on the zebras, because with, you know the way if you wear a black t-shirt on a hot day, the heat that comes off you, but if you wear a white t-shirt, a lot cooler. So a zebra, it deflects and creates this kind of like weird heat wave pattern. So flies find it very difficult to land on the zebra because the heat coming off and then the cold bit and stuff. And you see it at the front of a landing strip as well at an airport where it steadies the plane, where it has nearly like a zebra crossing at the front of the landing strip.
That's a good fact.
Science. I said it with passion because I think it's a beautiful piece of science and it's true, and I didn't mansplain it.
You kind of did mansplain it, but I said I'd leave you off. Because you look to be so enjoying yourself.
All right, you're up. Okay. Let's go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is a ninth son of a ninth son in County Offaly.
Who has been using a
particular remedy for years to treat ailments like ingrown toenails, gout, and impetigo. He farts in a jar and invites his patients to sniff the jar. He is said to have phenomenal results and gets a 5 out of 5 rating on Trustpilot. 5 stars on Trustpilot.
Not 9, but it gets 5.
I don't think you can get 9. I think it's just up to 5 on Trustpilot.
Didn't think. The old ninth sons. Is it not a seventh son of a seventh son?
It doesn't have to be. Isn't it better if it's a ninth son of a ninth son?
Yeah, but a ninth son of a ninth son, it doesn't have the powers that a seventh son of a seventh son.
No, they have more powers.
No.
Because there's more. Because 9 is a sacred number. Oh, 9 is a beautiful number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a 9.
I'm a 9. I'll take that.
No, as in you're annoying.
Oh, annoying.
No, you're not a 9, Una. You're definitely a mid. I'm only messing. Do you know what? This could be true. Because people do sell farts in a jar.
Yeah, I think when Una can't get through a fact because she can't stop laughing and she can't say things properly.
I said it all properly.
No.
You said it beautifully, actually, and I haven't heard a speech like that. So beautifully said.
Yeah. Ever. I'm saying trash.
All right.
Yeah.
Lock it in. I'm saying, do you know what? I think it's a beautiful story. Lock it in. True.
Do you know what? Right. It could be true.
Oh. Brilliant.
But it's, I made it up, so it's trash.
Oh,
but
did you?
Do you know, but I should go, we should go on Trustpilot and have a look for the ninth son of the ninth son to see if he's there.
Funny thing, you mightn't find one. So I don't think they exist.
They do. Of course they do.
No, seventh son of the seventh son.
Yeah, but obviously, there could be a ninth son of a ninth son that has more powers because they have...
Do you know what? I hope we do find one.
Yeah.
Cure me listening to you all the time.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All right. We were talking about Matthew McConaughey because he's been given advice about love and in the bedroom and stuff.
And his advice is it's a load of crap. Do not listen to Matthew McConaughey giving advice.
Matthew McConaughey fan?
I love Matthew McConaughey. Like, he absolutely love him. But his advice is absolute cobblers. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I know. People are going to hear you have a rant about it, which was live on the radio this morning.
Wouldn't be like me, huh?
I have news for you if you are a fan of Matthew McConaughey, super actor, and he has been given marriage advice. So if anybody's in a relationship, they're maybe struggling to make things a little bit more intimate, Matthew McConaughey might have the answer. And that is downsizing his large bed to a queen-size bed. So they wake up in the morning and they're just there beside you, not a football field away. And then you go to bed at night, you want to have a little bit of a snuggle up. They're right there.
Right.
Yeah, so there you go. That smaller bed, you're closer to each other, all cuddled up. There you go now. That's
that. is the worst advice ever, Matthew. Now, don't get me wrong. I love Matthew McConaughey. I really do. But, like, give his missus a break. He scaled down from a super king to a queen. Like, it might be a novelty now. Ooh, let's snuggle and maybe even have a little jiggy. That's all well and good, right? That is all well and good. But give it a month and that novelty will have well and truly worn off. Trust me. He's going to be snoring in her ear, right? Then he's going to, like, put the arm around her when she wants her silk pillow to herself and she'll have to share the pillow with him. Like, nobody likes sharing a pillow. Then it gets uncomfortably hot and he's asleep and he's, like, a dead weight and she's pushing and shoving him and she's, like, giving him a kick in the shins and she can't move him. So what's she going to do? She's going to be like, right, feck this crack. And she'll get up and she will get out of the room and she will sleep in the spare room or on the couch. And that's where she will stay until she gets the Super King bed back again. Yeah. So, Matthew.
Wow.
Listen, I'm just...
if anybody wants to try and picture what Una looked like during that, when I say both arms were going with fists out, and it was like watching a politician really trying to make their point across, and you were only short of shouting at us.
I'm sorry, Matthew, I just think it's wrong. I just think you had a beautiful super king and you downsized to a queen. And as I said, the novelty will wear off in a couple of weeks' time. And the missus will be out the gap. She'll be on the couch. Well, I'd say they have a spare room, so she'll be in the spare room.
In the east wing or the west wing of the house.
Like, all who right. likes sharing a pillow? I'll eat my hat if there's someone out there who likes sharing a pillow. 087-1102-107. Nah. Need my own pillow. Get off.
Silk pillows.
Shove over. Yeah, it's good for your hair. It's good for your skin, your
good
face.
Good for your notiony lifestyle. We were talking about Matthew McConaughey, and he's offered everybody a bit of advice. He said that he's bought himself a smaller bed from a super king down to a queen for himself and his missus so they can be closer together and snuggle together, which is nice.
Shocking.
You could still be in a single bed and want to snuggle and it still wouldn't be close enough, says this person. Oh, that's really cute, Jerry.
Oh, Jerry, seriously.
Hon, Jerry.
Oh, my God. Listen.
You had a rant about this. You were just like, no way.
No, I don't want to share your own space and your own pillow. Do you know, it's nice to have the Super King.
Mm.
So you can roll in together and roll out. So, listen, it's fine for the bit of... Know what I mean?
Watching movies, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but afterwards you're tired, you're hot, you have to be up early to put petrol in the car because you were a lazy ass that evening and you forgot, you just didn't bother putting the petrol in it. You just want your own pillow and your own space. So that's why a big bed is perfect. Downsizing, like Matthew McConaughey did, his miss is going to get sick of that. Pretty lively.
Pretty.
She's going to be in the spare room or on the couch.
Hallelujah, Una. Hallelujah. Amen.
There you go. People think you should run for president.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. Every time you see the red one in the wild, we hear it cough and squeak and snort.
Squeak, I don't squeak.
You do.
No, I don't squeak.
You do. You.
Okay, Peppa. Maybe I'm watching too much Peppa Pig with the twins and I've just...
Nah, you were snoring before Peppa Pig came along, that's for sure.
That sounded really bad. Take that back.
Can I record you when you're doing your news, just in between clips and stuff like this, so you can hear the noises that you make?
Yeah.
Can I?
Yeah, dude.
You'd be like...
I don't do that. Stop it. You're making me sound like an absolute beast. And I'm not. I am only human. And sometimes I have to make a little cough sound.
Yeah, other sounds that you do is fantastic sounds like the Healy Rays. Have a listen to this. This is brilliant. Oh, tell you what, Una, when we were talking about Matthew McConaughey and I said, you know, he's a movie star and is a bit of a meditation master. Then he questioned me about it. And I was like, oh, crumbs. Maybe he's not. But he is. He does... meditation, and he's also on that CAMS app. You know?
Oh, lovely.
So he imagine Matthew McConaughey reading to you as you go to sleep. Have a listen to this, Una. This is so nice.
Well, hello there.
Oh.
I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder.
Ooh.
Before we begin,
what?
As you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute.
Oh, my God.
I'll drift with you for a minute, Matthew. What?
You had me at.
Well, hello there.
Oh, I love that. Who would you love to hear doing a CAMS?
I think there should be a Kerry CAMS app, right?
Go on, yeah?
Kerry CAMS, and it's led by the Healy Days, right?
Oh, God.
Good night to all, and to all a good night. Now, lie down on the bed there now a second and cross the old legs. And think of the beautiful rhododendrons. And all the lovely colours of the rhododendrons. Lads, we have to get some sleep. We won't be able to function if we won't get a bit of sleep, lads. So come on, get the head down now and nod off. Ee-ha-wa, up the kingdom!
No! What an extraordinary show did we have today. Did you have fun, Una?
Loads of fun.
You got to channel your inner Healy Ray. We were talking about the size of your bed. Matthew McConaughey says, get a smaller bed, it'll improve your love life.
Oh, Jesus, I'm not married, but it depends on the situation, I suppose. Yeah. How comfortable are you with each other's body heat? Oh. Does one of you snore? Does one of you kick like a mule? In relation to the Healy Ray's been on the CAMS app, Jesus Christ almighty.
What would that sound like? We heard Una's version.
Can you not go to bed now? And if the big bug bites, you have to get them to your parents, right?
Show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
And there you go, we got through it. You made it to the end.
Thank you.
I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about whoever's listened to this podcast, that they made it to the end, that they enjoyed it and they're thinking, what is she going to say next?
Sorry for the snorts.
You're not sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're going to be checking in now.
Sorry.
You're going to be getting onto the goal out. People saying, how many hits did we get on this podcast? They're like, it spiked. We don't know why. We're going to have a listen, see what the hell you were doing. It's been overshared with the world.
Eating an apple and snorting. Oh, God.
Yeah, we're back tomorrow for more apple and snorting. And
fun.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, follow, like, share. You know what to do.
Bye.
Always have to get the last word in, don't you? Oh, they've let the air out of her now.
No, don't put that in the podcast.
Oh, that's there.
No, I was joking. No. It's only having a bit of crack. Come on, take that out. That's mean.
Say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.